لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Reformation. Hopefully, you've made some good intentions before watching this Silsila. Let's make some additional good intentions. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the intention of a moment is better than his actions. Let's make some good intentions that I will listen to the bayan attentively. Whenever I will hear the blessed name of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I will read Durood-e Paak. Whenever I will hear Sallu alal Habib, Uskurullah, Tubu ilallah, I will reply with the intention of gaining thawab, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. The Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recited the Holy Quran, glorified Allah Azza wa Jal, recited durood upon the Nabi Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and then asked for forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, He has sought goodness from its source. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hashim Sufi rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, once I intended to go to Basra and I moved forward to get on a boat. A man with his maidservant was sitting in the boat. He said to me, there is no space on the boat. The maidservant requested him on my behalf and he allowed me to be on the boat. When we moved forward a bit, the man ordered for food. The food was brought and he placed it in front of him. The maidservant asked him, invite this poor fellow to have a meal as well. He also invited me for the meal. After we had finished the meal, he said to his maidservant, bring the wine. When she brought the wine, he started drinking it. He asked the maidservant to also give me the wine, but I refused to drink it. When the person became intoxicated, he asked the maidservant, bring your musical instrument. The maidservant took hold of the musical instrument and started singing. The person then got his attention towards me and said, do you have anything like this? I replied, yes, I have such a thing that is much better than this. Then he said, read. Abu Hashim Sufi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, I recited the first three ayah of Surah At-Takwir, part 30, after reciting أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم he recited إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم كدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت translation from Kanzul Iman when the sunshine is rolled up and when the stars shall fall and when the mountains are moved crushed into very minute pieces after listening to these ayahs That person started weeping. When I started reciting the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ And when the balance sheet of deeds are opened, he started saying, O maidservant, I free you for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Have this wine wasted and break the musical instrument. He then called me closer and started crying and said, O my brother, what do you say? Will Allah accept my repentance? I recited the following ayah, ayah 222 of Surah Baqarah, part 2, in reply, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ Translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed Allah loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, how great and unique is Holy Quran, which is full of guidance. When the person was intoxicated with the colorfulness of this world, had love for song and music, had the habit of drinking wine and committing sins abundantly, listened to the blessed eye of the glorious Quran, consisting of thoughts of the hereafter, it pierced his heart. A real Madani revolution took place in his life and he repented of his sins. Undoubtedly, it is the blessing of the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the hearts throb and tears stream from the eyes when the recitation is listened to. Why shouldn't it happen as it is beautiful and truthful book of Allah azza wa jal? The one who revealed is Rabbul Alameen, and the one who brought it is Ruhul Ameen, and that is Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And the one to whom it was revealed is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The month in which it was revealed is the most esteemed month of all months, and the night when it was revealed is the most superior, and the places where it was revealed are the most exalted ones. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Quran is the divine revelation, the source of attaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the summary of all the holy books, the foundation of branches of knowledge, the collection of guidance and treasury of mercy and blessings. It is the nur, luminosity, which dispels all the darkness of misguidance. It is the system of reformation and upbringing which makes a person ideal after purifying his inside and the outside. It is the faithful companion which also helps in the grave and will also help on the day of judgment. It contains cure for the sick heart. The one who holds fast to it will be guided, and the one who acts upon it will succeed in this world and the hereafter. It is stated in Ayah 9 of Surah Bani Israel, Part 15, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed this Quran shows that path the most straight. It is stated in Ayah 138 of Surah Ali Imran, Part 4. هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِظَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, this is declaration for the people and guidance and a counsel for the pious. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this ayah, the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, has said, the ordinary blessing of the Holy Quran is for ordinary people. That is, the clear mention of everything, but special blessing is for special people. That is, to guide them to the right path. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala further said that the Holy Quran is guidance for us, not for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had already been taught and advised everything, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had already been guided. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, after listening to the luminous blessed ayah of the Holy Quran, every wise person can understand it better that in reality, Quran is the book of guidance. Alhamdulillah, the way we have got the clear proof of this fact from the ayah of the Holy Quran. Similarly, we also get this fragrant Madani pearl in the light of blessed ahadith that Quran is the book of guidance. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, has narrated that the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, soon a conflict will arise. I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what will be the way to stay safe from it? The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, the book of Allah, which contains the news of your future and past generations and the decisions of your mutual dealings. Quran is a decision making, and it is not a joke. The cruel person who leaves it, Allah Azza wa Jal will destroy him. And the one who seeks guidance apart from it, Allah Azza wa Jal will misguide him. It is the strong rope of Allah Azza wa Jal and his wise remembrance. It is the straight path. Quran is the book by virtue of which blessings, desires do not get spoiled. Other languages together cannot make it doubtful, from which Islamic scholars are not negligent. Quran is that book that when jinns heard, they could not help saying that we've heard the strange Quran which guide towards goodness, so we have placed our faith in it. The one who accepts Quran is truthful. The one who acts upon it will get reward. The one who makes decision in accordance with it will be the one who does justice, and the one who calls towards it, so definitely he has called towards the straight path. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Quran is full of countless virtues and blessings and a complete code of life. Surely, it is the blessing of Quran which is guiding us even today in a way that not only Muslims, but also non-Muslims are accepting its truthfulness. And everyone is busy thinking about it from their own perspective. Quran is the book of guidance, and it is clear evidence is that when the tajalliyat, the light of guidance of this unique book, fell on the society, darkness turned into brightness and its luminosity of guidance spread everywhere. When the people who were busy committing sins and listened to the blessed ayah of the Holy Quran, their hearts illuminated by the luminosity of Quran. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala developed in their hearts, and they not only themselves repented of their sins and started offering salah and following sunnah, but they also became the leaders of Muslim and guided the misled people towards the right path. In Uyunul Hikayat, it is stated that before repenting, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was such a dangerous dacoit that he would rob the whole caravan alone. Once a caravan passed by his area, it was a nightfall and they had to stay there. When he reached near the caravan with the intention to rob them, he heard someone from the members of caravan saying, "Do not go towards this colony, but rather take another route. Here a dangerous robber named Fuzail lives." When he heard the voice of the people of caravan, he trembled with fear and said loudly, "O people, I am Fuzail bin Iyad present in front of you. Pass through this area without any fear of danger. You are safe from me. I swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, from today onwards, I will never disobey Allah Azza wa Jal." Having said this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi left and repented all of his past sins and started following the right path. It is also stated that on the night he rahmatullahi ta'ala invited the members of the caravan and said, "He feels safe from Fuzail bin Iyaz." He rahmatullahi ta'ala then went to get the food for their animals. Upon his return, he rahmatullahi ta'ala heard someone reciting the blessed ayah of the Holy Quran, "Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah." Translation from Kanzul Iman: "Has not the time come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance?" The blessed ayah of the Holy Quran pierced his heart. He rahmatullahi ta'ala started weeping bitterly and said, putting his dust on the clothes, "Yes, why not? I swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, now the time has come. Now the time has come." In the same way, he rahmatullahi ta'ala kept weeping and then repented of all his past sins. Sayyidina Salih Muri rahmatullahi ta'ala says that a sitar playing girl, one who plays a stringed musical instrument, passed by a reciter of the blessed Quran, who was reciting the following ayah, Surah An-Qabut, part 21, verse number 54. Translation from Kanzul Iman: "And indeed, hell surrounds the disbelievers." Having listened to the blessed ayah, she threw the sitar, her musical instrument, screamed loudly, fell unconscious, and collapsed. Upon regaining her senses, she broke the sitar, the musical instrument, and deeply engaged herself in worship and spiritual exercises to such an extent that she became popular as a girl who was pious and ascetic. "One day, I said to her, 'Be gentle with yourself.' Listening to this, she wept and said, 'I wish I could know how the dwellers of hell would come out of their graves, how they would cross the bridge of Sirat, how they would attain salvation from the horrors of the judgment day, how they would take the draught of boiling water, and how they would bear the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal.'" Saying this, she fell unconscious and collapsed. Upon regaining her senses, she implored Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner, "O Allah Azza wa Jal, I disobeyed you in my youth, and now, obeying you in this state of weakness, will you accept my worship?" She then breathed a heavy sigh and said, "Alas, the faults of many people will be disclosed on the day of judgment." She then gave a piercing scream and burst into tears in such a painful way that all the people who were present there fell unconscious. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how effective is the Holy Quran that the heart of people get trembled. They feel frightened and are blessed with the thought of the hereafter when they listen to its recitation. Even extreme sinful people are also privileged to repent of their sins sincerely when they listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran. In order to develop the mindset and the yearning of recitation of Holy Quran, to attain the blessings of Quran, study the booklet published by Maktabatul Madina named Tilawat Ki Fazilat, The Excellence of Reciting the Holy Quran. in this booklet, the virtues of reciting Holy Quran and learning and teaching of Holy Quran as mentioned. Just think, when you listen to the Holy Quran, such blessings are attained, and as big criminals starts following the right path and become obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. So how great blessing will the fortunate Muslim attain who recites the Holy Quran along with acting upon its commandment. Amir al-Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, is a great saint of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is a great revolutionary leader and a well-wisher of the Muslim Ummah, who not only acts upon the Holy Quran but also has a great devotion towards it. His writings, his sunnah-inspired speeches, his madani muzakras, audio and video messages are all its clear evidence. He's busy day and night making others Muslim righteous, salah offering, following the Holy Quran and having yearning towards the recitation of Holy Quran. He persuades Islamic brothers and sisters to recite Holy Quran daily. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, surely reciting the Holy Quran, listening to the tilawat of Holy Quran, acting upon it brings a great blessing and goodness and salvation in the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, unfortunately Muslim nowadays have no time to recite this glorious book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Holy Quran. And some people are privileged to do it only in the sacred month of Ramadan. And some people get deprived of its recitation even in the sacred month of Ramadan. Or rather, they remain deprived of seeing it because now, in order to pass time in the sacred month of Ramadan, we waste our precious time in using social media via our tablets, via our cell phones, via our computer. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we get into a routine of reciting at least one part of Holy Quran every day instead of wasting our precious time in useless activities, inshallah Azza wa Jal, by virtue of its blessing, a large number of good deeds will be recorded in our book of deeds. Furthermore, if we get into a routine of reciting three ayah with its translation and commentary every day, we'll get a wealth of information by virtue of the blessing of Holy Quran. It is stated in a book, Ajaib al-Quran, Ma Gharaib al-Quran, Quranic Wonders, a 462-page book published by Maktabat al-Madina, it is stated that although the Holy Quran is apparently a collection of 30 parts, its internal is such a treasure of millions, rather billions of branches of knowledge, which can never come to an end. The information in the Holy Quran is not limited to the branches of knowledge, but reality, it contains details of the whole universe and each and everything in the whole universe. That is to say that each and every star of the sky, each and every drop of the ocean, each and every particle of the earth, each and every particle of the desert, each and every leaf of the trees, each and every corner end of Arsh and Kursi, each and every corner of the universe, each and every event of the past, each and every matter of the present, and each and every accident or matter of the future have been explained in the extreme clarity and details in the Holy Quran. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, we have left out nothing in this book. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Holy Quran is the treasure of branches of knowledge that can never come to an end. But rather, the Islamic scholars will always continue to extract pearls of strange topics from this very huge ocean, and hundreds and thousands of books will continue to be written until the Day of Judgment. It is a deep sea, and the more deeper you go, the more pearls you collect. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, make it a habit of reciting Holy Quran. If you recite half a chapter of Holy Quran daily, then inshallah, by the end of the year, you'll be able to finish 6 full Holy Quran. If you recite quarter daily, by the end of the year, you'll be able to recite, alhamdulillah, 3 Holy Quran. You'll be able to finish 3 Holy Quran. And if you recite one para, one chapter daily, by the end of the year, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you'll be able to finish 12 Holy Quran. Can you imagine the blessing one can get just by the recitation of Holy Quran? There are ahadith which states that when reading one word of Holy Quran, one gets the reward 10 times. If the words are alif, lam, mim, it is said in the hadith, alif is a word, lam is a word, mim is a word, and one gets not 3 nekis, but gets 30 nekis. Can you imagine how many words are there in the Holy Quran? And you multiply by that by 10. And if you finish 12 Qurans in the whole year, can you imagine the amount of good deeds you will accumulate in your book of deeds? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's make an intention then inshallah azawajal, from this day onwards, from this point onwards, inshallah azawajal, I will read at least one chapter daily, if not one chapter, at least half a chapter daily, inshallah azawajal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us steadfastness on our intention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite Quran every day. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, reform my heart, take my hand.